Okay, today's reading is from Ecclesiastes 3, verse 1 through 8, and Matthew 7, verse 1 through 2. For everything there is a season, and a time for every matter under heaven, a time to be born, and a time to die, a time to plant, and a time to pluck up what is planted, a time to kill, and a time to heal, a time to break down, and a time to build up, a time to weep, and a time to laugh, a time to mourn, and a time to dance, a time to throw away stones, and a time to gather stones together, a time to embrace, and a time to refrain from embracing, a time to seek, and a time to lose, a time to keep, a time to throw away, a time to tear, and a time to sow, a time to keep peace, keep silence, and a time to speak, a time to love, and a time to hate, a time for war, and a time for peace. Matthew 7, 1, 2. Do not judge so that you may not be judged, for with judgment you make, you will be judged. And the measure you give will be the measure you get.
The clock struck midnight, and we ran to the front door with our pots and pans and wooden spoons to bang and shout out, Happy New Year! As it turns out, my sly mother turned the clocks back 3 hours, and we watched the Dick Clark special on Eastern Time. So little did young Sarah and Seth know. We were only up an hour, maybe two, past our bedtime. But we shouted with fervor and gleeful ignorance. I laugh now along with you, wondering if our neighbors heard the banging at 9 p.m. just as their parties were beginning. Just a couple of nights ago, Marquise, Molly, and I were in Miami with our Puerto Rican family watching Univision and counting down in Spanish. I took great joy in announcing the last 20 minutes of the year, minute by minute, in my best announcer voice.
12 minutos hasta el año nuevo. Solo 12 minutos en 2015.
My new family thinks I'm hilarious. Or they just laugh at Marquise for marrying such a dorky gringa. True. When the clock struck midnight, we kissed all around, besos, besos, y besitos, a tradition I'm very familiar with, of course, but it didn't stop there. We promptly ate 12 grapes, and then we needed to run upstairs. Fortunately, there were three small steps that led up to the porch outside. They were hardly a flight, but, you know, they did the job. Run them we did, with luggage in one hand and cash in the other. Now, my mother-in-law told me, get the money in your hands, get the money in your hands, and so she offered to let me borrow $20, but she said she needed it back. So I thought I couldn't dare begin the new year in debt. I made Marquise dig in his wallet and give me a bill I could hold without the weight of borrowed money to drag me down into this 2016. Of course, when I ask, why are we doing these funny things? My mother-in-law, who is very serious about it all, says, we don't know, but we do it anyway. Her partner looks at me and laughs. Every year, she runs the luggage, and she doesn't even know why. Marquise's grandmother, who we all call Mama, is the one who passed out the 12 grapes for everyone. She says in her broken English, here, take it some grapes. I don't know why, but take it some grapes. You got the red underwear? Red underwear, uh-oh. I quickly check. Nope. Never mind, she says. Eat the grapes. We don't know what the underwear's for. We don't understand what the grapes are all about, but we just believe that it must be for good luck. Blessings of prosperity, hope, and love, something like this, my mother-in-law supposes. We pop them in our mouths quickly so as not to lose out on these blessings in 2016. Throughout the night, we enjoyed good Puerto Rican food, though as a vegetarian, I mostly only ate the side dishes. But in my 3 years in this family, I've come to love the eggnog-like drink Coquito, named after the Puerto Rican frogs who get their name from this bird-like noise that they make at nighttime. Coqui, coqui, they say. And so the traditions of a new year were invoked again. Feliz Año Nuevo, we shouted, and then we lit some sparklers. I love traditions, whether it's banging pots and pans at midnight or maybe 9 p.m. We're going to remember that, Marquise. 3 hours early, get the baby in bed. Or eating grapes at midnight. Of course, you know me. I also love to know the history behind these things, so I looked up the funny Boricua traditions, Googled them, and the grape tradition comes from Spain, each grape representing a stroke of the clock and the 12 months ahead. If you eat all 12 grapes, las 12 uvas de la suerte, within the 12 seconds of the new year, you will have good luck the whole year through. The red undies, I know you were curious about that. They are to guarantee you passion and love. The luggage? Well, that's all about travel. If you ate your 12 grapes, I hope you're joining us in February to Guatemala, huh? Got that travel with you. I couldn't find anything about the stairs, but that's probably why Mama didn't bother with them. She was out walking around the block in the dark, wheeling her luggage down the street while we were onto the sparklers. I loved it. I love it. I'm not superstitious at all. You probably guessed that about me. But I do love the traditions. They make us pause from our normal everyday lives and to think, to ritualize. I love that. Especially in our culture, so absent of rituals like the ones that you and I find in church, rituals help us to reflect and connect us to our past, to the legacies, and leave those same legacies for our future. They help us to be intentional and to look forward, to imagine what we want in this new year. How do we want our lives to look? How do we want our relationships to be? How do we want to live? I also love this act of reflecting and remembering. I enjoy that I get to think about those childhood years and the pots and the pans, and imagine just how many new years are now old years, and what I've experienced as they have passed by. I think about the things I've done, the places I've gone, the people I've journeyed with along the way. Some of us have been on this journey together for decades. Many of us here are almost a full decade. My 10th New Year's with you, Fairview. We can see how we've changed through the years, physically, mentally, spiritually, sharing life's experiences. With others, we've shared only but a moment, it seems. We've moved into different seasons of our lives. Today's scripture passage reminds us that there are different times for different seasons for different things, people, feelings, actions. With some people, our time together is longer. Others, short, but often so powerful. Each can have an imprint upon our lives, though some moments tend to just pass us by. I guess in some ways, that's a good thing. This too shall pass, we say, when we cannot bear the pain of our present, and we remind ourselves that life won't always be this way. Though generally, those moments are not so easily forgotten. Each of us has to deal with hard moments in our life, heartache and pain, suffering even. The extent and depth of our pain ranges, but none of us escapes it. Yet even as I think about the hard moments in my life, I realize that they're actually worth reflecting upon. That even though recalling those memories can sometimes make me feel the pain fresh again, I don't want to get rid of them. I own them. They're part of my journey. They've defined me. They don't define me entirely, but they do. They've made me who I am. They define me, but they won't defeat me. It's my life. And yours is yours. It's not anybody else's. So if you think about it, we get to choose how those experiences define us. Be they painful or joyful, how do they affect us? Who we are today and who we'll be in the days and years to come. I'm not one of those people who says what doesn't kill you makes you stronger. I don't like that. For some people who suffer, this may help. But for me, it just feels dismissive. But I do believe that we are a product of our experiences. That year after year, we grow, we learn, we love, we hurt, we cry, we push ourselves, we try new things, we meet new people, we say goodbye to others. We live. And every experience shapes us. Even the bad ones, even the hard ones, the painful ones. I'm sure that we've had some years that we are glad to say goodbye to. But even that year contributes to who we are, whether we like it or not. Standing on the threshold of this new year, we have choices before us, power even. I know it's easy to feel powerless in our world because so much of our lives seem out of our control. It's not always what we want or wish it would be. It's not easy to make ends meet. Illness can catch us by surprise and knock us down, break our hearts. Violence, it seems like it's everywhere. Injustice abounds. Only look at this last week. Life just happens, and we can do nothing to stop so much of it. But we have power. We have power. Power over ourselves, power to let go of some of that bad stuff that is holding us down, power to remember what makes us who we are, power to use our hurt and our suffering for good in our own lives and the lives of others, power to take what we have learned in all those years that brought us to now, to sift through it, hone it, and use it. The future is before us. And we certainly have more power than we think to shape it. We may have seen some bad years. Heck, 2015 might have been that bad year for you. You might be starting 2016 in the thick of it. But remember, this is but a moment in the journey. And it alone will not determine where your future goes. You do. After all, as Paul reminds us in Romans, God uses all things for good. So with God, we can too. Instead of letting life happen to us, let's be intentional. I can't promise that you're going to have wealth in the new year, that you'll get to travel, that you'll have passion and luck. And I doubt that that dollar in hand, red undies, luggage, or grapes are much of a determinant as to where you go and what you get. But I do know this. I can guarantee you that 2016 will bring you love. All you have to do is open your eyes and look for it, because it's everywhere. And when you are intentional, even in the hardest, most heartbreaking moments, there is love. Because there is God. And God can take even the worst stuff. God doesn't always take it away. But God can take even the worst stuff and use it for good. So open your eyes, for there is love. I think about the song that Julia just sang, one of my favorites from the musical Rent, conceived and written by Jonathan Larson. It's a heartbreaking show. Do you know it? Where drugs and AIDS have destroyed lives. There's a lot of suffering that mirrored the suffering that was happening in New York City and perhaps throughout all of the United States in those early 90s. And yet undergirding it all is love. When we look back at 2015 and the year we've just experienced, we can measure it in all kinds of things. Days worked, vacations taken, meals missed, dinners out, hospital visits, sunsets, midnights, cups of coffee. There are 525,600 minutes in a year. How do you measure a year? As Jesus says, the measure you give will be the measure you get. So how will you use those 525,600 minutes of 2016? We've already used about 3,545 of them. How are you going to intentionally shape the rest? May your 2016 be reflective, hopeful, y como las doce uvas llenas de la suerte, like the 12 grapes, full of luck, but not shaped by it. Intentionally crafted, moment by moment, measured in God's greatest gift, love. Feliz Año Nuevo. Happy New Year. Amen.